The reading is taken from Luke 18, verses 15 to 17. People were also bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch him. When disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it."
So, there Jesus was, hanging out with his mates. They were telling stories. Jesus loved telling stories. He was a really good storyteller. And he just told them a story about a smug vicar who wasn't quite as holy as he thought he was. But I think we'll skip over that because I don't want any of you getting any ideas. And there they were, telling stories. But alongside them were loads of other people. Because, you see, even though Jesus didn't have Twitter or TikTok or Instagram, he didn't even have Facebook, which was already a bit passé by then. But he was becoming a celeb in the local area. In fact, in quite a big area. Because people had heard about this guy who was performing miracles and healing people. And, almost as surprisingly, in those days, treating women with equality and respect, welcoming foreigners and outsiders, hanging out with the poor and the vulnerable, the needy and the marginalised, and turning the religious world upside down. People had been hearing about him, and so wherever Jesus went, loads of crowds gathered to come and see him. And on this particular occasion, there were a group of mums and dads who were there, perhaps on some kind of NCT picnic or something, and they were desperate to introduce their kids to this amazing man. But when they got close, they weren't able to get to him. You see, Jesus' friends, well, they were good lads, but they were young and a bit inexperienced, and sometimes they just got things wrong. And clearly they were thinking something like, well, maybe Jesus is tired, he doesn't want to be pestered by loads of kids, or maybe he's too important to hang out with these kind of kids. And so the disciples, Jesus' friends, they made a sort of a barrier and blocked these children from getting through. But Jesus couldn't believe what he was seeing. And he called out to his friends, "What are you playing at, you numpties?" That's my own translation from the Greek. "What are you playing at, you numpties? Let the children come on in. Don't stop them. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these." I said earlier that in baptism we do three things. So the first thing we do is we declare that God loves all of us. And especially today we're declaring that he loves Megan. And this picture of Jesus is perfect for it. Jesus is here saying, "Come on in. It doesn't matter how young you are. Frankly, it also doesn't matter how old you are. God welcomes us with arms open wide. Whoever we are, whatever we've done, as soon as we so much as begin to turn towards him, it's like he's legging it towards us, saying, "Come on in! Welcome!" That's the kind of God that we believe in. And so that's what we declare today, that God loves Megan. And Megan is 2.5 years old. But Jesus says, "Let the little children come, because the kingdom belongs to such as these." So that's the first thing we do in baptism. The second thing is that Megan's parents and godparents have declared that they will help Megan to grow up to follow Jesus. Now, what does that mean? Well, I guess, at least in part, it means looking at the way that Jesus lived and trying to help Megan to be the same. We've already spoken a bit about the kind of person that Jesus was. You know, treating people with equality and respect, loving them, enfranchising them, serving the poor, feeding the hungry, helping people to find who they were. Now, when Jesus says the kingdom of God belongs to such as these, What does he mean? What is this kingdom of God? Sometimes also called the kingdom of heaven. And you might think that the kingdom, therefore, is something kind of, you know, up in the sky or something that happens after we die. But nothing could be further from the truth. Actually, the kingdom of God is any place or any time where the values of that kingdom break into our world. The values that Jesus lived out. Love, joy, hope, and peace. Did you know that whenever you love someone truly, the kingdom of God breaks into our world? Whenever you are joyful, or whenever you help someone to find peace, the kingdom of God breaks into our world. And so, Megan's parents and godparents, you're promising that you're going to help Megan to grow up to be someone who is loving and joyful and hopeful and peaceful. Someone who brings those things into the lives of people around her. That she would be someone who is a joy bringer and a peace bringer and a hope bringer. So Jesus says the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. So how do we do that then? How do we grow up? How do we each of us grow to be more like that? And how do Megan's parents and godparents help her to do it? Well, Jesus says, you should receive the kingdom like little children. So actually, Megan's got a whole load to teach all the rest of us here today. Now, some people in the past have said that if we're to receive the kingdom like little children, that means that we should have a really simple faith. Maybe we should be really naive and innocent. Maybe we shouldn't ask any questions. But tell me, have any of you ever met a child that doesn't ask bucket loads of questions? That's exactly what they do, isn't it? I don't know about you, but my children went through the why phase. Have you ever encountered that? I'm sure you have. So we say to them, you know, right, it's time to turn the TV off now. Why? Well, because it's time to clean your teeth and get into your pyjamas. Why? Well, because after that it will be time to go to bed. Why? Well, frankly, because your mother and I need a rest from the hellish day that you've given us. But also because you need your sleep so that you can be really wonderful and ready for tomorrow. Why? Just because we tell you so, all right? Kids ask loads of questions, don't they? And actually, that's how we're called to be in matters of faith and life. So parents and godparents, I encourage you to ask Megan, to encourage Megan to ask the big questions about faith and life. And there aren't simple or easy answers. But actually, as we wrestle with those things, we begin to understand something of God's truth and love in our lives. Because you see, there is truth to be found. God has given us ways of living that are really helpful to getting the most out of life. At another time, Jesus told another story. And this story is often called the parable of the wise and foolish builders. And it's all about how we can build our lives on God's truth. But instead of me telling you that story, why don't we watch a little video, which is a sort of an interpretation of this story of the wise and foolish builders. Thanks, Sal. That's huge, isn't it? So actually, if we build our lives on God's truth, if we try and follow the way that Jesus lived, we'll find that we have really strong foundations that help us to be able to cope with the storms of life that inevitably come along. And so Megan's parents and godparents have declared that they will help Megan to try and find that truth, to have those strong foundations, to live a life of love and joy and hope and peace. So then the third thing that we do in our baptism service is that we as a church declare that we will play our part in that as well. That we will always be here for Megan whenever she needs and whatever she needs. And that we'll always try and help her to find God. Now the truth is that some churches can be a bit like Jesus' friends from our story today. Jesus' friends actually made a barrier and blocked the children from being able to see Jesus. Now no church ever wants to do that, but sometimes by being, I don't know, boring or irrelevant or judgmental or stuck in our ways or cliquey or exclusive, we can actually stop people from finding Jesus. But that's not what we're interested in here at St. Luke's. We want to be a church with our doors open wide. We want to be a church that is out there in our community seeking to bless people and help people. We want this to be a place where everyone feels welcome and included, and where everyone can see something of Jesus, something of God. And so today, we should take the promise that we have made here really seriously, that we will do everything we can to help Megan to find God. And if she needs anything at any point, she will always find a safe place here at St. Luke's. So, those are the three things that we do in baptism. We declare how much God loves all of us, but today especially how much he loves Megan. Megan's parents and godparents declare that they will help Megan to grow up, to follow Jesus, to be a person of love and joy and hope and peace. And we as a church are saying that we will play our part. You probably know in certain parts of Africa there's a saying, it takes a village to raise a child. See, Hannah and Jamie can't do this on their own. They need the godparents, they need all of you guys who are here today specifically to support them, and we as a church as well. And together, we hope that Megan will grow up to have the most fulfilled, joyful, and life-giving life that she can. Amen.